So Biswanath Chakravarti's bhakti is only available from the bhakt, because bhakti lives within the heart of the devotee. Only Vaishnava can give you bhakti. And Vaishnava, we cannot criticize that he's partial, because that is his natural condition. Srimad Bhagavatam describes that the devotee, Vaishnava, first of all, he worships the Lord. He makes friends with the devotees. He tries to help the innocent, and he avoids the atheist. His natural condition is partial, so we cannot criticize. That's his natural condition. And then Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur uses a very nice word, swabhakta vashyata, that he's under the control of his devotee. He's under the control of his devotee, swabhakta vashyata. Whoever a devotee will give mercy to, the Lord will come behind and give mercy to that person. So first we want to give mercy of Guru and Vaishnava. Therefore we have a very beautiful song, our Narottam Das Thakur, glorifying mercy of Vaishnava. If you have on your contraptions, you can find out Ibaro Karuna Koro. Ibar koruna koro Vaishnava Gosai. Patita pavana toma bina ke ho na kaharani kate gele papa dure ja Manadayala Pravo Keva Kotapa Gangara Paracha Paschate Pavanga Tarjani Pavitra Koro Ito Mara Haristane aparade Thare Harina Tomastane aparade Nahi Paridra Tomar Ridoye Sada Govinda Vishram Tomar
Govinda Gayana Mora Vaishnava Para. Prati janme kori asha charaner duli narotame koro daya Evara Karuna Koro Vaishnava Gosai Patita Bhavana Toma Vina Keona Jaya Vaishnava Thakur 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 Jaya Vaishnava Ananda Guri Vaishnavrinda ki. So Narottam says, E bara karuna koro Vaishnava Gosai. Actual word is Goswami, but this is Bengali nickname. Out of affection we say Gosai. O Vaishnav Gosai, E bara, one time, Karuna. Karuna means compassion. One time be compassionate upon me. Patita pavana toma bina keho nai. Patit means ourselves. This is a Sanskrit word. Patit means fallen. Patit. Fallen. Just like before you get to Vrindavan, there's one place called Pavan Sarovar. So pavan means pure or to purify. Patita Pavan, who purifies the fallen souls. Just like that place got the name Pavan Sarovar, because originally Nanda Maharaj, he excavated this Sarovar. When a kund becomes too big, then we call it a Sarovar, lake. So he excavated this Sarovar for the pleasure of all of the Brajavasis. So it became known as Nanda Sarovar. So how did it become Pavan Sarovar? One time, Nandalala, he saw that Mother Yasoda was making all kinds of funny bhojan. Not the regular rice dal, chapati and sabji. She was making all fried things. Fried dal and fried little noodles we call sev, and little cracker-like things we call matri. All types of fried things she was making. So, Lala, he came there and said, Are Maya, what kind of funny bhojan are you making today? Kis prakar ke vichitra bhojan banari hai aaj maiya? What kind of funny bhojan are you making today? Mother Yasoda said, Lala,
all these things are fried in ghee, they will last for a long time because your Baba is going on pilgrimage. So they will last for a long time, he will eat them along the way. Because still today in India, there's many people that don't eat things cooked outside the house. Of course, that number is becoming less and less. Otherwise, on the train, we wouldn't hear so much noise. Kela kela banana, kela kela banana, save, save, apple, apple, save, save. Sandare, sandare, orange, orange, sandare, sandare, orange, orange. Garam, garam, singara, samose, samose, garam, garam, singara, samose, samose. Jai, jai, pilo, jai. But we see many people, they bring a little tiffin, they have all little fried things and they eat them along the way. So then Nandalala said, and Maya, where's Baba going? Where's he going, Maya? Where's Baba going, Maya? Kahan ja rahe, Baba? Lala, he's going to Prayag. Achha, Maya? And where is that, Maya? Where is that? Where is that, Maya? Arre, Lala, I'm busy cooking. You ask too many questions. Because the little boys, they ask too many questions, is it? All the mothers are laughing, they know. The little boys, you go ask your Baba. So then he went to Nanda Maharaj. Baba, Baba, where are you going, Baba? Baba, Baba, kahan ja rahe ho, Baba? Where are you going, Baba? He said, Lala, I'm going to Prayag. Acha, Baba, where is that, Baba? Where is that? Where is that, Baba? He said, Lala, that is a very sacred place where Ganga, Jamuna, and Sarasvati join in Sangam. When two or more rivers join together, then we call it Sangam. Just like we have someone from Delhi, someone from Bengal, somebody from Bangalore, and somebody from other place in India, and somebody from Russia, somebody from Spain, somebody from, where are you from? Belgium. Somebody from China even. I'm sure we have somebody from Croatia or Serbia or Bosnia, Italia. So we've all joined together in Bhakta Sangam. So then Lala said, but Baba, Baba, today is very inauspicious day. You should not go today. You should go tomorrow. Tomorrow is very auspicious day. That is called Akshay Tritiya. Maybe you've seen on our Vaishnav calendar somewhere around April and May, one day, one tithi comes. Akshay Tritiya, beginning of Chandan Yatra. You remember that day, huh? We had a big festival here in Mayapur for many days. In Vrindavan, just one day. But in Mayapur, many days. So Akshay, just like we've got a godbrother in England named Akshay. You know Akshay? You know Akshay? No. Big, tall godbrother of ours. Used to be Prabhupada's god, Prabhupada's guard. So shy means to diminish. So Akshay means opposite, always increasing, always increasing. Anything you will do on an Akshay Tritiya day will have unlimited results. So therefore it's called Akshay Tritiya. It is so auspicious day that people open up their business on that day. Because everybody wants that their profit should be Akshay, ever increasing. Not like nowadays where profit is going down and down. And on that day people do Griha Pravesh, first entrance into the new house. Because they want that their happiness in the new house be Akshay, ever increasing, ever increasing. And on that day, without even consulting the astrologer, you can do your wedding. It's so auspicious day, no need to contact a pundit. Because everybody wants that day should also be Akshay, happily ever after. And for starting journey, it is also a very special day, Akshay Tritiya. So then Nanda Maharaj said, all right, Lala, since you're telling, I will go tomorrow. So next day, just like every day, just like all of us, before Mangalarti, Nanda Baba went to take his bath in Nanda Sarovar. So when he got there, he saw one great personality was there, rolling on the ground and laughing. Oh, ho, 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 ho.
them bathing in the sarovar, them rolling in the dust and laughing. Ha 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 ha! Oh ho ho ho! Them bathing in the sarovar. Nanda Baba never saw such a personality in his Nandagam. He went there, he said, Maharaj, who are you? He said, Baba, I'm Prayag. And Nanda Baba said, Prayag? There's no Prayag who lives around here. Are Baba, not from here. I'm Prayag Raj, king of all the tears, where Ganga, Jamuna, and Saraswati join in Sangam. Acha? Is it? And Maharaj, why have you come here? Oh, Baba, all year long everybody putting their pop on me. You know pop, right? Coca-Cola, 7-Up, no. Pop means sin. Everybody putting their pop on me all year long. One day I come here, I roll in this dust of Braj, I take bath in this rover and I become pavana, purified. Acha? Is it? Then on the other side of the kund, sarovar, he saw so many beautiful ladies were taking their bath. Very beautiful ladies, not like Nandagam ladies. Nandagam lady also beautiful, but this was different type of beauty. Just like we see the Indian lady, they have some type of beauty. The Russian girls, they're very white and beautiful. The Chinese girls, they have beautiful eye like this. So this was different type of beauty. And very, very beautiful sari, not like Nandagam sari. Nandagam sari also beautiful, but this was different type of beauty, with silver thread going this way and golden thread going this way. So Nanda Baba, he went there and said, ladies, who are you? And somebody said, Ganga, Saraswati, Godavari, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri, Kuru Jangala, Tungabhadra, Krishnaveni, all the sacred rivers were there. Acha, is it? And ladies, why have you come here? Oh, Baba, all year long, everybody coming, putting their pop on us. One day we come here, roll in this dust of Braj, take bath in this rover, and we become pavana, purified. Acha, is it? So then Nanda Maharaj, he took his bath. Then he went upstairs. By that time, Nanda Lala woke up. And Nanda Lala came, Baba, Baba, now you're going, Baba, Baba, now you're going, now you're going, Baba. Now you're going? Are Lala, now I'm not going. Ekun jabuna. Acha Baba, why is that? Are Lala, every place I wanted to go, they all came here today to take bath. Why should it take trouble to go there? Kyon kastu taki wahan jai? Why should it take trouble? They all came here, why should it take trouble to go there? So we don't go to Kumbh Mela to take bath. Because we can just go to Nandagam and bathe and even Prayag Raj is coming there. Why we should go to Kumbh Mela? Just now, in Kumbh Mela is there in Nasik from 25th August to 20th September. So why are we making big pandal and big tent and so much living arrangement and so much arrangements? Why are we doing? Because we're not going there to take bath. We're going there to bathe everyone with the real nectar, the nectar of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. We will go all over the Kumbh era area with our kirtan party, bathing everyone in the nectar of the holy name. So from that day, this place became known as Pavan Sarovar. And anybody who takes bath there, he becomes pavana, purified. So Narottam says, patita pavana toma bina kehodai. But like the Vaishnava, there's nobody who can purify the fallen souls. Patita pavana toma bina kehodai. So once we get mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, then we want to get mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So again, today, we have our favorite song about Lord Chaitanya. So we'll again sing that song in honor of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Brij Bhasa and beautiful Brij Rag also. In a few minutes, we'll figure out where this beautiful bread rag comes from. Sundara lala, sachidu lala, najata sri hari kirtaname. Sundara lala, sachidu lala, najata sri hari kirtaname. Balle jandana tilaga manohara alaka shobe kappolenname. Balle jandana tilaga manohara alaka shobe kappolenname. Bolo sundara lala sachiru lala najata sri hari kirtaname. Bolo sundara lala sachiru lala najata sri hari kirtaname. Chire chura darshani rale vanapulla mala hiya pardole. Chire chuda darshani rale vanapula mala hiya pardole. Pairna pita patambara chobe nupura runu junu charanandame. Pairna pita patambara chobe nupura runu junu charanandame. Bolo sundara lala sachiru lala najata sri hari kirtaname. Bolo sundara lala sachiru lala najata sri hari kirtaname. Radha Krishna ekatanu he nirvana maje bansi bajave. Radha Krishna ekatanu he nirvana maje bansi bajave. Visarupa ki prabhu ji sahi avata prakatai nadihame. Visarupa ki Prabhu ji sahi avata prakatai nariya. Bolo sundara lala sachiru lala najata sri hari kirtaname. Bolo sundara lala sachiru lala najata sri hari. Radha Krishna naam koi gavat hai hari gunagan. Koi gavat hai Radha Krishna naam koi gavat hai hari gunagan. Mridanga tala madura rasala bajata hai koi rangan mein. Mridanga tala madura rasala bajata hai koi. Bolo sundara lala sachiru lala najata sri hari kirtaname.
sundara lala sajiru lala najata sri hari ki janme bolo najata sri hari ki janme bolo najata sri hari ki janme Bolo Sri Sachinandana Gaura Hari Bo. Sundara Lala Sachidu Lala Nachata Sri Hari Kirtanme. So we told last time, Lala means little boy. So he was very beautiful little boy. He was golden little boy, Sachi. Gaur Sundar, not Sham Sundar, he was Gaur Sundar. Sundar Lala, Sachi Dulala. Instead of coming as the son of Mother Yasoda, now he came as the son of Mother Sachi. So we say Sachi Nandan or Sachi Dulala. Sundar Lala, Sachi Dulala, Nachata. We learned last time Nachata means dancing. And where he's dancing? Nachata in the disco dance hall. In the Hilton Hotel. Nachata Sri Hari Kirtan. He's always dancing in Sri Hari Kirtan. Because in this dark age of Kali, this is a recommended process. Chanting very loudly and very enthusiastically, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare So we told last time, this is according to Shastra Praman. Because Shastra comes from the word Shashan, to guide. And so Shastra is there to guide us back to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Madhav. So we have to follow Shastra. We were telling Mahaprabhu, he didn't make up any religion. We quoted last time verse from Brihad Naradiya Purana. Because Shastra is our praman, our evidence. To know something beyond the purview of our senses, we have to take shelter of Shastra. Just like, to give an example of the importance of Shastra, one time all the older gopis came to Mother Yasoda to complain. This is Ulana Lila, complaining Lila. And they told Mother Yasoda that your Lala comes to our house and is stealing our buttermilk and yogurt. And Mother Yasoda said, Ari Sakya, what do you think? In our house there's no stock of buttermilk and yogurt? My Patidev, who is her Patidev, Nanda Baba, he has 9 lakhs of cows. You know the meaning of 1 lakh? KK, did it say 1 lakh? 100,000. Cien mil. So 9 lakhs means almost 1 megabyte. So these things, buttermilk, yogurt, they're flowing like river in our house. Do dahi makhan ye sab na rakhe barabar hamare ghar mein baithi rehti hai. Kyun dusre ghar par jayenge chorane ke liye? Why he'll go to someone else's house to steal? Have you got some praman? Have you got some evidence? Koi zaboot hai? You have some evidence? Arisaki, you want evidence. Okay, we'll bring your lala, mume makan and hatme makan. Butter on the mouth and butter on the hands. So all the older gopis, they got the best milk of Braj from Krishna's favorite cow, Padma Ganda. You all know the meaning of Padma, huh? You know the meaning of Padma? Lotus, yes. And Ganda? Fragrance, huh? And they turn it into yogurt. Because in Braj, we don't scrape off the cream and churn that into butter. We take the whole milk, turn it into yogurt, and churn it into butter. If you want to see, in every February we have our Vrindakun festival, we have butter churning festival. We take yogurt and churn it into butter. You can see before your very eyes. And taste the Makhan Mystery Prasad afterwards. And I read one article that that butter made from the cream, that creates the bad cholesterol in the blood. And that butter made from the yogurt creates the good cholesterol. Since you guys all worry about these things, I'm telling you, I read this article. So then they churned it into butter. Brrr, brrr, ching, ching. Because all the gopis, they have so many bangles. No bangles. So many bangles. Ching, 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 ching. And they put it into a pot. And all around the mouth of that pot, they put little bells. Anybody who will move this pot, then all the bells will ring. And that pot, they tied it from the rafters. And all along the rope, they put little bells. Anybody will untie this rope, then the bells will ring. Then they thought, this fellow, he's Bo Chaluhe, he's a very clever fellow. He may use the ukal, the grinding mortar, to climb up. So they put little bells all around the grinding mortar. Anybody will move it underneath the pot, then the bells will ring. Oh, Bo Chalake, maybe sneaky fella. He may try to come through the window. So all around the window they put little bells. Anybody will come to the window, then all the bells will ring. Then the gopis hid themselves. Now Nandalala, he's got a special radar for finding out where nice, soft, sweet, fresh butter is. Just like we go in foreign countries on the road, they have big signs, speed check by radar. So he's got his special radar. Beep, 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 beep. So he came to that spot, he looked at the whole scene, all around the window is bells, all around the ukal is bells, all along the rope is bells, on the pot is bells. And Krishna said, "Are, who do these sakis think I am anyway? Who do they think I am? By my will, millions of universes come into existence. By my will, millions of universes are destroyed. What are these little bells, Who do they sakis think I am anyway?" Then he looked at all the bells, said, "Don't ring." And Krishna and all his friends, they climbed through the window, not a single bell rang. He moved that ukal underneath the matka, not a single bell rang. He untied that rope, not a single bell rang. He brought that pot down, he put the mouth towards himself, not a single bell rang. He put his hand inside and began to eat all the butter. And every bell in the whole room began to ring. Then the gopis came out, "Ha! Now we've got our praman. Mu me makan and hat me makan. Butter on the mouth, butter on the hand." And Krishna became very angry. "Are, you don't respect my word, Mili batne manti, Mili batne manti, you don't respect my word?" And all the bells said, "Hey Maharaj, kumsi bat manao? Tune kaki mat bajna, shastra me lake jab gopal ko bhog lagane ke to ganti bajana chahiye." All the bells said, "Are, which word should we respect? You told not to ring, but in shastra it's written that when you give bhog to Gopal, then you have to ring the bell, isn't it?" You ask Arjuna Nivas, we have to ring the bell, eh? So they were confused. Krishna said one thing, Shastra said another thing, they took Shastra. So we have to follow Shastra. So yesterday we heard from this Nardi Purana. Now if you preach in India, you will find some people, they will say, "That's from Puranas, that means Smriti. We want from Shruti Praman, means Upanishads, Vedanta. We don't accept Smriti Praman, we want Shruti Praman." You will find people like that. So there's one Upanishad, Kaliya Santra Upanishad. And there's one part where Narad Muni comes to see his father, Lord Brahma. And it says, Pita Sri, I have just come from the earth, and now Kali Yuga is about to begin there. And people will suffer from so bad influence of Kali Yuga. Oh, Pita Sri, please tell me how they can get free from this evil influence. How can they get free from the evil influence of Kali? And Lord Brahma, he was very happy. Wow, 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 but this is a very nice question. Because this question is meant for the welfare of every living being. Sabka kalyan ke liye prashan hai. Because ordinarily we ask question for our swart. Just like I gave example yesterday, everybody comes, Maharaj, business is going bad, people losing their job, please bless me, I don't lose my job. Maharaj, my daughter is 30 years old, still not married, please bless me, I get her a husband. Maharaj, my son ran away from home for 5 years, we haven't seen him. Like this we ask question. But Brahma said, this question is meant for the benefit of all beings. It's a very nice question. And I will tell you, buts, because to the younger person we say, buts. You know buts? Buts means? Calf. Just like that Batsa story, remember? He was in the form of a calf. So whenever you see calf, then Batsali Ras comes in the heart, na? So younger persons we address as buts. Hey, buts. I will tell you, in this terrible Kali Yuga, simply by chanting the holy name of Bhagwan Adi Puru Sri Narayan, one can be freed from the evil influence of Kali. Just by chanting the holy name of Bhagwan Adi Puru Sri Narayan, one can be freed from the evil influence of Kali. Just like now it's rainy season. Is there anyone in Mayapur who can stop the rainy season? Not even in our Vrindavan. Not even our Modi. Not even Obama. Rainy season is coming, it's going on right now. But if we take an umbrella, rain is going on, but most of that influence not coming on us. Just like yesterday, we were sitting on the rickshaw, then suddenly they put plastic over top, so we had to pull our dhoti all the way up. All of our legs water was coming, but we were all dry. So some influence, but not much. We didn't get sick anyway. So if we take umbrella, then that influence, the rainy season going on, but influence is not coming on us. Same way, nobody is there who can stop this age of Kali. Kali is going on, we're seeing before our very eyes every single day. But if we take this umbrella of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, then that evil influence of Kali will not come on us. Maybe a little bit on the feet. So, Narad Muni said, Pita Sri, that's very nice. But is Naam ka Rupa kya hai? What is the form of that name, Pita Sri? What is the form of that name? And Brahma very clearly he says, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Iti sodasha nam nam kali kalmasha nashanam. Kalmasha means evil influence. And ashanam we know, we heard in Bhagavad Gita. Pritranaya sadhunam vi nashaya sadhuskritam. Kali kalmasha nashan. This 16 words, 32 syllables. Kali iti sodasha. Sho, che, 6. And thus, 10. 16, Shodasa Nam Nam, Kali Kalmasha Nasham, will destroy the evil influence of Kali. So then, Narad Muni said, Pita Sri, that's very nice, but what are the rules and regulations, Pita Sri? It's really niti, what is the rule and regulation? Kya vidhi hai? And Lord Brahma, he very clearly says, hey, vats, iska kisi prakar ka niyam nahi hai. There's no type of rule of regulation whatsoever for chanting this name. Then immediately the devotees ask, then why are we following four regular principles? Why are we going to Mangalarti? Why are we chanting 16 rounds? Why are we doing all this thing? That is another thing. To help us understand, there was one young fellow named Gopal. He was a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, young boy, 5 or 6 years old. So, in old days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go, in the morning he would go to the jungle. Of course, this is just his pastime. Jungle, that is a code word in Hindi for going to the bathroom. Because old days, now we're very much attached. We look for the big sign, bathroom attached. But old days, this nonsense thing was done outside the house. Not next to the bedroom. So Mahaprabhu would go to the jungle, then Gopal would wait with a pot of water to wash his hands. And little boy, 5 years old, he can ask any question without any inhibition, without shyness. So Mahaprabhu came, he said, Prabhu, why are you holding your tongue like this? Why are you holding your tongue like this, Prabhu? Mahaprabhu said, Gopal, I'm going to a very dirty place, do a very dirty business, and this tongue, he's always chanting Hare Krishna, he never stops. So I have to hold him like this. And little boy, 5 years old, he can ask any question without any inhibition. So Gopal said, Prabhu, is samay pran nikalega to kya hoga? That time you will leave your body, then what will happen? And Mahaprabhu said, oh Gopal, you have become my guru. What did he say? You have become my guru. From that day he became known as Gopal Guru. If you come to Vrindavan, I can show you the Gopal Guru Kunj and the Samadhi of Gopal Guru. Very important acharya in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So, according to Desha Kala Pata, time, place, person, there's no rule and regulation. Any time, anywhere, any place, any person. Just like if you come, I'm sure the same here, but in Vrindavan, even in the middle of the night, 12 midnight, you hear some sadhu running down the street, Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shah. Any time, day and night. And any place, even in that place, you can chant the holy name. And not that you have to become a Brahmin or Kshatriya, no. Man, woman, child, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, woman, foreigner even, doesn't matter. No rule like that. Anytime, any place, any person, anywhere, you can chant this holy name of Krishna. Then Lord Brahma said, and but I will tell you one more thing. You log on to Google and you search through the whole Vedas. You will not find better remedy than isse acha upai nahi milenge. This is the most secret thing, rahasya. Most secret thing of the Vedas. You won't find better. In fact, he says, within these 16 names, the entire Vedas are contained. The entire Vedas is contained within these 16 names. So there we have Praman from Upanishads, Kaliya Santra Upanishad. So every point of view, this is the best process for Kaliya. So, now we'll go to Barsana tonight. And to go to Barsana, we have a very beautiful song. And now you'll find out where this beautiful rag for Sundar Lala comes from. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Si Radhe. Jai Krishna Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Sri Krishna
Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Si Radhe. Bolo Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Si Krishna. Chamagori Nitya Kishori, Prita Majori, Si Radhe, Bolo Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Rasika Rasila, Chela Chavila, Gunagara Vila, Si Krishna, Bolo Jai Krishna, Jai. Rasa Biharini, Rasa Bisarini, Pia Uradharani, Si Radhe Jai Radhe. Nava Nava Rangi, Nava Latri Bangi, Shyama Suangi, Si Krishna, Jai Krishna. Prana Piyari, Rupa Ujari, Ati Sukumari, Si Radhe. Naina Manohara, Mahamurakara, Sunaravatara Vara, Si Krishna, Volo Jai Krishna. Shobha Sreni Mohameni, Kokila Veni, Si Radhe. Kirati Vanda, Kamini Kanda, Sri Bhagavanta, Si Krishna, Olo Jai Krishna. Chandavadani, Kundaradani, Shobha Sadani, Si Radhe. Parama Udara, Prabha Apara, Ati Sukumara, Si Krishna, Bolo Jai. Hansa Gamani, Rajatara Ramani, Kira Kamani, Si Radhe. Rupa Rasala, Naina Vishala, Parama Kripala, Si Krishna. Kanchana Veli, Rati Ratareli, Ati Allaveli, Si Radhe. Sabasukha Sagara, Sabaguna Agara, Rupa Ujagara, Si Krishna, Bolo Jai Krishna. Ramani Ramya, Tarudara Damya, Guna Agamya, Si Radhe. Amani Vasi, Prabha Prakashi, Sahaja Suhasi, Si Krishna. Shakti Aladini, Ati Priya Vadini, Uru Umadini, Si Radhe. Madonna, Subhaga Sudhana, Sri Krishna. Radha Namini Guna Abhiramini Hari Priya Swamini Sirade. Hare 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 Sri Krishna. Hare 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 Bolo Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe Radhe. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Bolo Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna.
So this sweet little Brijvasa bhajan just takes us straight to Braj. And now you know where this rag from Sundara Lala comes from. So today we're in Barsana. Barsana is a big mountain. We call Brahma Parvat. Parvat means mountain. Just like we all know the word Parvati. Who's born from the Parvat, from the mountain, is Parvati. So we call it Brahma Parvat. It's the incarnation of Lord Brahma. And just as Brahma has got four heads, this hill has got four peaks. So we'll visit most of them today. And this place is known as Barsana. So I think most of you know the meaning of the word Barsha. Barsha means? Rain. Barsha means rain. And Varshna means to rain. But we add an extra syllable in it, Barsana, it means to cause it to rain. Just like sometimes cloud is there, but rain is not coming because there has to be some certain conditions for the rain to fall. We always thought that there was no trees in the desert because it doesn't rain. But Prabhupada taught us there's no trees in the desert, there's no rain in the desert because there's no trees. Opposite. Because the trees create a special type of gas that goes up, reacts with the clouds and causes the rain, Barsana. So Krishna's cloud of mercy is there. But we need someone or something or someone to make that rain fall. So that is Srimati Radharani. She causes Krishna's rain of mercy to fall. Therefore she's the Barsane Wali, the one who makes Krishna's rain fall down on top of us. And this hill is Radharani's residence. We can just imagine how fortunate we are to be in this Gaudiya Vaishnav, this Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. Because the head of our Sampradaya is Lord Brahma. And all over his heads, Radharani is running all day long. How fortunate we are to be in this Sampradaya. And we heard in Leelamrit that Prabhupada's father, Gaur Mohan, he used to invite so many sadhus every day for prasadam. And then afterwards he would ask them, please bless my son that he become very nice devotee of? Oh, you all know. He didn't say Krishna. He said Radharani. Because Radharani, she's the most merciful, most compassionate. She's the most compassionate. In fact, our Raghunath Das Goswami has got a very beautiful line in glorification of Radharani. He says, Karunaya Vidravad Deha. Now we all know the meaning of Deha. Deha means body, right? And Karuna we just heard means compassion. When we say Karunaya, it means by compassion, from compassion. Karunaya Vidravad. Vidravad means to melt. So ordinary living beings, their hearts melt with compassion, but Radharani's whole body melts with compassion. Raghunath Das says Radharani's whole body melts with compassion. And that Prabhupada has kept all those drops of melted compassion inside his books. And the devotees are going and sprinkling that melted compassion of Srimati Radhika and all the fallen souls. So now we're going to get the mercy of Radharani and she's very most merciful. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken her complexion. Radha Bhava Duti Suvalikam Vyalitam. He's taken the bhav and luster of Radharani, because Radharani is the most merciful. So we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most merciful. When we get to the Prikama path, we see a beautiful little path winding between the hills. And beautiful dungir, this type of tree that grows in Braj called dungir, doesn't grow in Bengal, too much water. But the leaves are just hanging down like this. And the trees are all twisted. They try to grow straight, but they're all melting in Krishna prema, so they twist and turn. Sometimes you'll see them just lying on the ground on their elbow, meditating on Radha and Krishna's pastimes. So we see this beautiful path between all the greenery winding up the side of the hill. And even with your material eyes, if you come on Prikama with me, you will see it does not look like part of the material world. It does not look like it's part of the material world. In fact, if we go down that path today, I don't know if we'll ever come back. If you want to leave, you can go downstairs and wait. If we don't show up, then you say, I don't know, Dinabandhu took them down this enchanting path. They never came back. They went upstairs, they never came back. So this is your last chance to leave, if you want to leave. Otherwise, you want to go down that path? Yes? No? All right. So we go down that little path and we suddenly see there's another mountain. All the way on the path we see there's a mountain on this side, the Barsana mountains on the other side. And suddenly we come to a very narrow pass. Narrow pass in Brajbhasa means Sankari Kor. Because that hill on the other side, on our left side, this is called Bilasgar. And this hill is incarnation of Lord Krishna. Because he cannot stand to be far away from Radharani, so he's incarnated as this, next to Barsana, as this Bilasgar hill. And if we look at the rocks on that left side of the path, we'll see that they're all blackish. How many people have been to Sankari Kor? You saw the rocks on the left side are black. And Lord Brahma, we remember from the Brahma Mimohan Leela, when Krishna returned, he fell down just like a golden rod. Because Lord Brahma's complexion is golden. So we see all the rocks on the Barsana side, they're all golden, yellowish. And where they meet makes this narrow pass. On the other side of that pass is a village called Chiksoli. What name? Chiksoli. And Chiksoli is famous for butter, milk, yogurt, ghee, all these nice milk products. So every day, Srimati Radharani and her friends, they go to through that pass and they collect all this buttermilk and yogurt in great big clay pots. And then they come back through the pass. Now we just heard in this beautiful song, one of the names for Radharani is Hansa Gamani. Hans, you know, huh? Hans means swan. Just like nearby here we have Hansa Vahan, right? Now, somehow or other, I lived in India for more than 30 years. I never saw a swan. I've seen ducks and geese and so many things. Storks.
And Saras, it's like we used to have Saras here in the old zoo. Big, tall birds with a red spot on the head. But I never saw a swan. Although all our scripture is full of swan. Hans Avahan, Paramahams. Actually, in Brisbane language, Paramahams has a very funny meaning. What you call space case, the Brisbane, they say, oh, Paramahams. So for 30 years I lived here, I never saw a swan. Where did I see swan? In Zurich, in Switzerland, where all the money that Modi wants to get back is hidden. Eh? So there when we do Harinam on the lake, so many swans come. And Gamani means manner of walking. Manner of walking. So if you've ever seen a swan, then you know how they walk. So Radharani, she's got this big pot and she's coming through the pass. Just like a swan. And Raghunath Das Goswami says, the ankle bells of Radharani, the tinkling is just like a spray, not a spray, a mist of tiny, tiny nectar droplets being sprinkled on all beings, moving in, not moving. Sachara, chachara. Ching, ching. Ching, little mist of nectar droplets. Ching, ching. So Radharani's coming through that pass. Now Krishna knows Radharani went there with her friends, so he's been herding his cows nearby, so he comes there with his cow stick and he blocks the pass. And Radharani comes with her big pot. Ching, ching, ching. And said, please let us through. And Krishna says, first you have to pay tax. Radharani said, why do we have to pay tax? Are you girls are making a big profit selling this buttermilk and yogurt. You don't give any tax to your king? And Radharani says, well, here my father is the king. We don't have to give tax to anyone. So then Madhu Mangal, he becomes the advocate for Krishna. And Lalita Sakhi becomes the advocate for Radharani. And Madhu Mangal says, maybe Brisabanu is the king here, but the king of the whole of Braj is Nanda Baba, so you have to give tax. And Lalita Sakhi says, Are, just see the impudence. Just see how puffed up. You guys were living over there in Gokul with your little friend here. He created so much trouble stealing buttermilk and yogurt. Everybody went to King Kams. King Kams came with 100 foot soldiers and 10 cavalry. And you fled away from that place, you crossed over the Jumuna, came over to this side. Brisabanu Maharaj, out of the kindness of his heart, he gave a tiny corner of his kingdom for you guys to stay, and now you're claiming to be the kings of the whole place. Just see the impudence. Madhu Mangal says, now wait a minute, where did you get this story? We never heard this story before. We're going to the GBC. you're preaching deviant philosophy. Nanda Baba is the king of the whole of Braj, so you have to pay tax, and for every argument we make, we're going to double the tax. And Lalita Sakhi says, and you guys, you're going everywhere with all your cows eating the grass, you should pay tax for that. All right, now we're going to double the tax. Not only that, you girls are picking all the flowers, we're going to tax you for that too. In this way, the advocates are making the arguments back and forth, back and forth. Radharani's got this big pot of yogurt on her head. It's getting heavier and heavier. So finally, she's tired of all these arguments. Now, you have to understand, they're just like little children at this time, you know? So Radharani, she gives Krishna a little push. Boom! To knock him out of the way. Now you know what happens when a little boy gets angry, It's like an atomic bomb goes off in the heart, And Krishna, he just grabs the mouth of that pot and pulls it off Radharani's head, Then Radharani, she grabs the other side of the mouth of that pot. And we just describe what happens when little boys get angry. We're afraid to describe what happens when little girls get angry. Radharani's crossing her eyebrows, shooting darts at Nanda Nandan, like that. And she begins to push, and Nanda Nandan begins to push.
And the sakas get behind Nandana, and the sakis get, and they're going up and down, up and down. The sakis are pulling on the sikas of the cowherd boys. Cowherd boy pulling on the skirts of the sakis, like this big push of war is going on. Finally, Radharani, she screams, and all her sakis begin to push and push and push, and Krishna sees they're going to make it out of the pass. And there's a big stone there, so Krishna takes that pot and pow! He smashes it right on that stone. Now, you know how yogurt is a little greasy, right? This happened 5,000 years ago. But you can come in with me in Trikama today, even 5,000 years later, you can see that, you'll see the stain of the yogurt dripping down on that stone there. And for certain, there'll be some cowherd boy there to take tax also. You won't get through without giving some dakshina. And you'll see what fun it is to walk through this pass barefoot, walk through the stones barefooted. We can't imagine what was happening with this push of war. Just walking is hard enough. Once we get through the pass, then we come to the town of Chiksoli. And we do a nice kirtan to enliven all the Chiksoli Vasis. And then we come to, once we get through the town of Chiksoli, we look up and we see a little building with beautiful cement peacocks on top. This is known, this is one of the peaks of the hill, one of the heads of Lord Brahma. This is called Mor Kutir. Now you know the meaning of Mor, right? When you want extra prasadam. No, Mor means peacock, we already gave it away. So what happened was one time Krishna saw that Radharani and all the sakis were on top of this hill and they were watching something. So Krishna came there to see what was going on. He saw they were watching the dancing of the peacocks. So then Krishna, he began to dance just like a peacock. And peacock was dancing and Krishna was dancing and peacock was dancing, Krishna was dancing. Then he came before Srimati Radhika. And she said, that dancing was very nice, but this peacock dance is nicer than you. So then again Krishna was dancing and peacock was dancing and Krishna was dancing and peacock was dancing. Again he came before Brihaspati Nandini. She said, that was much better, but this peacock dance is nicer than you. So then Radharani became Morni. If Mor is peacock, then Morni means peahen. And Radha and Krishna began to dance as peacock and peahen. And one saint from Nimbarka Sampradaya, one Nimbarki saint, he got benediction from Radharani. He was an artist. That as long as he painted this pastime, he would see it going on before his very eyes. So on top of the hill when we go up there, there's a beautiful picture of Radha and Krishna dancing as Mor and Morni. So this became known as Mor Kutir. When we come back town, we find a beautiful kund. This is called Krishna Kund. Because one time Krishna came there with the cows and there was no water for the cows to drink. So Krishna took his flute and he dug out this kund. So Krishna's flute is very handy for calling gopis, tomorrow we'll hear how, for calling cows, for digging kunds, for digging wells. Very practical, Krishna's flute. So this became known as Krishna Kund, also sometimes known as Radha Sarovar. And just nearby we'll see the sitting place of Madhu Mangal. Because we heard how Chiksoli is famous for buttermilk and yogurt, so one time Krishna came there with all his friends and they were peeking through the window from house to house and they found one house where no gopi was home. So they all ran in the front door, because in old days we never used to use locks, especially in the village. Nowadays everybody wants to go to New York, but if you go to visit your friend, first of all there's a little piece of glass in the middle of his door when you knock on the door, and that becomes dark as he peeks out, who's there? As soon as he sees who's there, then you hear five different locks he has to unlock. Everybody wants to live in this place, but there's so much anxiety, so many locks. In the village, we had, in old days, we had no anxiety. So all the cowboys ran inside. They began to drink all the milk, eat all the yogurt, and eat all the butter. That gopi came home from the window. She heard some noise. She peeked inside and saw what was going on. Now you've seen in India, instead of having one big door, we always have two doors like this, right? And then there's a bolt on the outside, and there's a bolt on the inside. So that gopi snuck around to the front door. She put the bolt from the outside. Means, who's ever inside can't get outside. Then she ran to call all the other gopis that we caught this rascal. Meanwhile, Nandanandan, he also heard that sound. He knows the meaning of that sound. He looked all around the room. He went out the window. So all the cowherd boys, they all ran and jumped out the window. Bing, 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 bing. But there's one friend of Krishna named Madhumangal. And first problem of Madhumangal is he's lame. He can't run. He can't climb. And second problem of Madhumangal, although he's one of Krishna's sakhas, he's one of his friends, he's not a gopa. He's a Brahmin. And our Braj Brahmins don't tend to be very skinny fellows. So he couldn't run, he couldn't climb. Somehow he managed to get to the window, but when he tried to go through the window, he got stuck. So all the gopis came back, they unlocked the door, they ran inside. Ha! We got you! And nobody's there. Just this fat friend of Krishna stuck in the window. So they pulled him out of the window. Boop! They took flower garlands and tied his hands behind his back. Then they took a string and they tied it around his sika and they threw it over the branch of the tree and said, now we got hostage. You thought this hostage taking was a new thing. This has been going on for the last 5,000 years at least. And whenever we have hostage, then we have some demand, right? So the gopis, they told Madhumangal, now you call your friend Krishna here. And they pulled on that string. Ooh, Kanaya! Ooh, Kanaya! Ooh, Krishna! Ooh, Lala! Nobody has a mobile phone, eh? So Madhumangal, he heard Krishna crying. Krishna, he heard Madhumangal crying. So he came running to the spot. And he became very angry when he saw what was going on. Are, don't you know, this Madhumangal, he may be one of my sakhas, one of my friends, but he's not a gopa, he's a Brahmin. Now you've done Brahman aparad. Now your health, your wealth, and your beauty will all be finished. And what do little girls worry about? Health and wealth and beauty, isn't it? So they all became very frightened. Oh, Shamsundar, what can we do? How we can get free from this aparad? So Shamsundar thought for 1 minute. You see, you make a nice asan for Madhumangal. You set him on the asan. You go bring as many laddus as you have in your house. You feed them to Madhumangal. He'll forget all about the aparad. He will give you ashirvad, blessing. So they sat Madhumangal down. They went to the house, they brought back so many laddus. Madhumangal ate all those laddus. He became very happy. He forgot all about the aparad. He gave them ashirvad, blessing. Whatever was the manukamana. Manukamana means dearmost desire within the heart. And what is the dearmost desire in the heart of all the gopis? That somehow Krishna will become pleased with them. And that is Krishna consciousness. Whatever we're doing, we're chanting rounds, following principles, doing all these things. Why? So Krishna will become pleased with us. That is Krishna consciousness. Simple. Before you do anything, you keep this formula in your brain. When you want to do something, you think, am I doing this so Krishna will become pleased with me? Or am I doing this so that my senses will become pleased? Then you're always Krishna conscious. Simple. We make it complicated. Sri Madha Mangal Ki Jai. Then we go through the beautiful Gevardhan Forest. This Gevardhan Forest is the playground of Radha and Krishna. So many pastimes. There's another reason why this is called Barsan. It's just raining pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And this time of year, that forest is most beautiful. We were just there. The new leaves were coming just like emeralds. Looks like so many emeralds. The trees are drooping down with new leaves, beautiful emerald leaves. A little while later in the rainy season, then yellow topaz flowers will come. Then after some time, little red, tiny, tiny red ruby fruits will come. And if you come in December, then you will see a whole forest of gold leaf trees. And if you come in January, you'll find a whole forest of copper leaf trees. And when you come at Gaurpurnima time, then you won't find any leaves. But that time of year, the sun is very bright and the bark is very light and dry. It becomes even whiter. It looks like a whole forest of silver trees. And if you take the rocks of that forest, or now if you hit rocks together, clack, 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 clack. But in this forest, you hit the rocks together, they go ting, 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 just like ankle bells. Very mystical forest. This is called Gevardhan. This forest is known as Gevardhan, very mystical forest. The other end of Gevardhan, there's another hill, peak, the other head of Lord Brahma called Dhangar. Dhan we know means charity. So what happened was Radha and Krishna, the gopis, were there at Dhangar. And behind Barsana, there's a hill called Unchagam, where Lalita Sakhi lives. But in that village, there was a very, 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 very poor Brahmin, just like me. And just like me, that poor Brahmin, he had very, 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 very beautiful daughter. And she was marriageable age. Now I got mine married, now she also made me Dadu. I'm Dina Dadu. Now, unless you're from India, you can't understand the meaning of these two things. To be very poor and to have beautiful daughter. Because in India, not only do you have to feed and clothe and educate and train your daughter how to serve her husband for the rest of her life, but when you want to get her married, you have to give money also. So if you're very poor and you have a beautiful daughter, this is a big anxiety. Because the fathers are very much attached to the daughters. I know I have one. And if they can't get them married to a proper husband, they will suffer for the rest of their lives. And not like me, this Brahmin, he had a wife whose tongue was like a razor blade. Always cutting him. What kind of Brahmin are you? Get some dan, get some charity, arrange the wedding of your daughter. So one day she said, I'm not going to cook, I'm not going to clean. In fact, I'm not even going to let you inside the house. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. You can't come back until you get some dan, some charity, and arrange the wedding of your daughter. So that Brahmin thought Krishna must be there in Gevardhan. And he's Dina Bandhu. He's friend of the poor. He will certainly help me. So he came there, and sure enough, Krishna was there with Radharani and all the Sakis. And he explained his position, and Krishna said, Are, I'm just a poor cowherd boy in the forest. All my money is there in Nandagam with Nanda Baba. I don't have any money here. Now what am I supposed to do? And the Brahmin began to cry. Now Krishna doesn't like to see the Brahmins unhappy. So he thought, anyway, I don't have any money, but I have one Priya. You know Priya, right? Priya means dear. And in British English, dear means something very expensive. Just like in America, when the gasoline, when the petrol, we call it gasoline, but petrol comes to $4 a gallon, they start crying. But I figured it out in England. If you figure it, they sell it by liter, but if you figure it by gallon, it comes to like $7.50, $8 a gallon. They say, oh, it is so dear. So dear means something very expensive. So Krishna says, I don't have any money, but I have one priya. So Krishna actually made sankalpa and he gave Radharani in charity to that Brahmin. Then that Brahmin really began to cry. And I, first of all, I have one daughter, I can't even get her married. Now you give me a second one. Now my wife is going to kill me. And Radharani said, you know, Shamsundar, I cannot live without you for one. No, no, I've given charity to a Brahmin, now I cannot touch. But Shamsundar, you know, one second I can. No, no, I've given charity to Brahmin, I cannot touch. And Radharani began to cry. Seeing Radharani crying, all the sakis began to cry. Now everybody's crying. Krishna thought, what to do? So he called for a scale, not like you have in your bathroom at home, but like when you go to buy your fruit. And on one side, he put Radharani, sat Radharani down. Other side, he told all the sakis, take all your bangles and earrings and collar, necklaces and everything, ankle bells, all gold, silver, pearl, necklace, diamond, ruby, sapphire, and put it on the other side. If you go to the big Santnagar temple in Delhi, right behind Gornitai on the Prikama path, our Russian artist, and made a beautiful picture of this pastime. And when that weighed just as much as Srimati Radhika, Krishna gave all that gold and silver and diamond and pearl and ruby to that Brahmin. That Brahmin became very happy. Haribo, Haribo. He ran up to get his daughter married. Then Radharani, she became very happy. And seeing Radharani happy, all the sakis became happy. In one stroke, Krishna made everybody very happy. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. So, this was our visit to Barsana. As I hear the Artik is about to start, and after Artik there's some lamp for Jagannath, something's going on. They announced this morning something for Lord Jagannath also. So we'll meet again tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll, now we've been to Barsana, tomorrow we'll go to Nandagam and to Brindakund. Hare Krishna. And if anybody's interested, we have copies of Madhurya Kadambini. We're only asking donation of 80 rupees. I'll sign them also. Hare Krishna. I may have some change.